Mitzvah Mishin and Aleph, still in Sefer Aleph. So this halacha that we answered it, we only answered it if the person puts his hands immediately adjacent to the end of the gutter. But if it's already spilling out of the gutter into the air and he catches it from the air, I feel him yoda teksh the maskila, even if his hands within 3 tefachim of the end of the gutter, that's mutter. Okay, new case. Hoysa maskila buleta shloshim in a gag. That the way it was placed, it was placed away from the roof. Because as the water, so at one point it came off of the roof, and then instead of being running immediately adjacent to it, it went out, and then so there's a gap between the roof and the maskila. The point being, because if you have any overflow, it will not run over onto your wall and damage the wall, so you would fall out the sides instead. So if that's how it's set up, so we said the reason why it's considered part of the roof is because it's immediately adjacent to the roof. But now it's not immediately adjacent to the roof. If it's not within 3 tefachim of the roof, it's not considered part of the roof. So we have to judge it on its own merits. What is this thing? So the maskila was 3 tefachim or more away from the roof. And now the difference between a maskila and a tzinor, they're both different types of pipes. Apparently, the maskila, the common way to make it, was to put it immediately adjacent to the roof, whereas a tzinor was always put further away. Exactly how they look differently, I'm not sure. So the situation, because it's distanced from the roof, is not considered part of the roof, and therefore, yachol l'chaber yodo aleihem l'kabel amayim. So he can put his hand immediately adjacent to the end of this pipe, the end of this gutter, and catch the water right there, because he's not taking it from a Shasa Yachid, because the maskila is not considered part of the Shasa Yachid due to its distance from the roof. Now, if this pipe itself is 4 tefachim wide, and it's more than 4 tefachim long, so now it's, forget about the roof. We have to judge it on its own merits.
Not its own little.
So now, like this. So if it's the Behela Mata Miasora, if it's not 4x4 and it's below 10, so we're for sure good. Let's say it's above 10. It's not 4x4, so it's a Malka Patur. But when it's above 10, if it be 4x4, it's a Rishas Hayachid. So we're back to the same problem. He cannot take from there to where he's standing. So therefore, even if it's not 4x4, we were geyser because of a case there was 4x4. I have to assume that 4x4 was a normal possibility of the width of this thing.
So if it's 4x4, Amos is...
No, 4x4, Tvachim.
Tvachim. The measure of Rishas Hayachid is 4x4, Tvachim. So if it's 4x4, even if it's not 4x4, but if it's above 10, which means had it been 4x4, it'd be Rishus HaYochid. If it's less, if it's lower than 10, so it's very close down to where the ground. So even if it's 4x4, it's not tall enough to be Rishus HaYochid. But if it is above 10 tefachim, and it's 4x4, it would be Rishus HaYochid. Therefore, even if it's not 4x4, we answered because of a case it would be 4x4.
If it's 4x4, but it's low, it's below 10 tefachim high, so presumably it would be in a Rishus Rabim? Or are we talking about it in a Carmelis?
No. The case was Lo Yamalot Rishus Rab. The street below is Rishus Rab. He's Rishus Rab. This thing is right, it's hanging out over from the building into Rishus Rab.
So if you want paper, if you want.
I think we're good.
Okay.
Right? Thank you.
So it's above 10 tefachim high. It's over a Rishus Rabim, and it's its own Rishus Hayachid because it's above 10 tefachim.
Rishus Hayachid has to be 10 tefachim high and 4x4. If it's not 10 tefachim high, it's not Rishus Hayachid. So if it's below, if this thing is being attached to the building at a height below 10 tefachim, So then it's not, it can't be Rishus Yachid by definition.
I find it hard to fathom a roof that's below 10 tefachim.
We're not talking about a roof, we're talking about a gutter.
Yeah, but the gutter's hanging off the roof, no?
Okay, we just said the case was, this thing is... Okay, we changed the case. We said the first case was it's immediately adjacent to the roof. Second case, no, it's sticking out, extended away from the roof. The roof is here. There's a pipe goes like this, and it goes like this.
Okay, but it's now, still
so. But it so and it's doing that. It's going down, right? So now this thing is over here is very close to the ground, and it's falling off. So let's say it's below 10 tefachim. So what's the law in that case? It can't be Rishus HaYochid by definition. It's not tall enough. Let's say it's I don't care how tall the roof is. I care how tall where the gutter is.
Okay.
Wait, right? So does the top half above 10 tefachim become Rishus HaYochid and below 10 tefachim become Rishus HaRabim?
Like it won't be Rishus HaRabim. It's not part of Rishus HaRabim. That's what I'm worried about. It's either going to be Karmelis or Malkum Tur. It itself is not part of Rishus HaRabim. You don't walk there. Right, so it can't be. But I'm standing in Rosh Hashanah and taking the water from this thing. But the question is, what am I worried about? It's not 4x4, so it's a nothing. But it might be 4x4, and then it's a problem. So if it's above 10 tefachim, it'll be a Rosh Hashanah. So if I cannot take from it, even if it's not 4x4, when it's above 10. When it's not above 10, it's not 4x4, have a good day. Take as much water as you want.
Above 10, it's like the part of the slope that's...
Now, what'll be in a case where part of it's above and part of it's below? So the part which would be above would be Rishus HaYochid, and the rest would be Charim. And that's a problem.
The rest would be, well, what?
Charim Rishus HaYochid. We have the idea of these things which extend from Rishus HaYochid out. So that would be a problem. Okay. Putting his hand there, putting his mouth directly next to it, putting a kli next to it, all of those are problematic. The maskilo of kolshkein liklat mayim al gabi akoysel, and taking water directly off of the wall where it's attached to, obviously is also. So now the first scenario was that we discussed a case where the maskilo was within 3 tefachim of the roof, so it's attached immediately adjacent to the wall, either at the same height as the roof or a little bit lower down, but not 3 tefachim away from the roof. So if we call it tefach 3 inches, it's within 9, it's placed within 9 inches of the roof. Pirish ha-maskila munacha samach lagag tefach 3 tefachim, it's placed near the roof within 3 tefachim. The Ramina Lavud, the difference is considered as if it's Lavud. B'shem gag olzeh, and therefore it's considered an extension of the roof. B'havi kimoitzim en ha-gag u'mishis ha-rabim. And the gag is Rosh HaSoyachim. Taking from the roof to Rosh HaSoyachim is Rosh HaSoyachim to Rosh HaSoyachim. If you lay in a maskila, Rechav Arba Tvachim, therefore even though the maskila itself is not large enough to be Rosh HaSoyachim on its own, it's irrelevant because it's an extension of the roof. Because it's within 3 Tvachim of the roof. What is permitted is, so it's only also if you put your hand immediately by the end of the gutter and take it from there. But if you take it from the air, it means it's falling off of the gutter, it's spilling down, and you take it. Even if you put your hand within 3 tefachim next to where the end of the thing is, but not right next to it, but within 3 tefachim of it, it's still mud. Mina avr. The water which is flowing off of the roof or flowing off of the maskilo, off of the gutter. Why? So it's in the air. The air is a malkum patur. What about if it's below 3 10 tefachim? So it's a mishul zarabim. Your hand's also mishul zarabim. So again, there's no problem with that. So everything's wonderful. So you're allowed to do it even if you put your hand within 3 tefachim of the maskilo. So, well, 1 second, why don't you say, if the maskilo ends here, so I put my hand right there, it's problematic. If I put my hand lower down, we're saying that's mutter. Even if it's 5 inches away from the end, it's within three tefachim of the end. Why is that mutter? First of all, the concept of lavud applies between... you don't say for a lavud of a person's hands to an item. The idea of lavud means that as if they become one, they become connected. It doesn't work from a person to an item, such a concept, one shot. And remember, the maskilah is the you're, even if it's true, but the mice, it's in the air. You cannot deny the fact that it's in the air, so you're taking it out of there. So he's doing a maisa, a kira, from something which is not dal al dal. So that's not going to be a problem.
Do you have to deal with cubes now?
What?
You're taking it from the air, so is that you? Yeah. You're taking it from the air, so is that you? Yeah. We now have to deal with cubes. Dude, just different languages. Some comments.
Okay. I'm trying to. You're taking it from the air, meaning the end of this pipe ends essentially in midair.
Right, it's spilling out.
It's spilling out, so you're not really, and you're calling it an akira, but it's obvious it's moving water. It's not like it's stationary.
That's true. This is a akira drabonim because it's stationary. It's not stationary. It never was stationary. It's not the rice. It's not going to be the loaf of the rice because it's not really a bona fide akira because it never was munach.
Yeah, I mean, it rolled off the roof into this gutter and then into the pipe.
Correct.
Is this why you're also chayv even when you're immediately adjacent? Because the rice, you'd have to be on the gutter, no? Not immediately adjacent.
Well, that's also why it's Durban.
That's also part of the Durban.
Yeah, Pasha. I mean,
why is that?
Because you're not picking Oko from the Bakhmut Dal Dal. It's not on the wolf. You're over here. It's coming into your hands. It's not picking the wolf. It's coming into you.
You remember when your hands in the air.
I'm putting your hands immediately adjacent. That's the fun that we can say.
I'm not sure how you can say you're being ochre. I mean, okay, I get it that it's Durban, but to me, it's like you're not being ochre at all.
Okay.
It's your.
So the maskila is this pipe which is placed along the length of the roof. So the tzinner was placed instead of lower down, it was like immediately the same height. So then the problem was the water would slosh out and run down the wall and damage the wall. So they would always put it, by definition, further away from the end of the roof because of that problem. Whereas the maskilo was always placed lower down, so you didn't have that problem of it sloshing over onto the wall as much. So sometimes it was immediately adjacent to the wall, and sometimes it was moved further away. But the tzinner, because it was the same height as the roof, that was always moved over to the side. Okay? So in that situation, because it's more than it's not immediately adjacent to the roof, it's three tefachim away or more. So then it's judged on its own merit. So if it's judged on its own merit, you can put your hand immediately adjacent to the tzinner. The kivon shabarla shloisha sulah chashim kagag. Since it's three tefachim away, it's not part of the roof. So if it's not arba, and it's a matami asara, so it's no problem. Shane Bam Arbolarba. The Khosh Makam Tur, because that's a Makam Tur. But if it has Arbolarba, the Havika Carmelis, and it's Lamatimisar, so 4x4, which is Lamatimisar, is a Carmelis. So then you're taking from a Carmelis to Shasaram. So you can't put your hand right there. But even if it doesn't have, or if it doesn't have Arbolarba, but it's a Malamisar, that's awesome. Because now we're going there, this idea of it is to a case where it would be 4x4, which is a Rishos HaYachid, and that's also, so they said you can't do it even if it's not 4x4. Now, this is an interesting question which we're going to talk about later on. This essentially is a suspended Rishos HaYachid. We said the definition of Rishos HaYachid is 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high. So the scenario where you have it starts on the ground and you build up walls, etc. So if it's 10 tefachim high and it's 4x4, it's Rishos HaYachid. Good. Here you have Rishos HaRabim down below. You have this thing which is suspended in the air above the Rishos HaRabim. It's extending out from the roof, so it's not connected to the roof. It's a distance from the roof. So, yeah, but on its own, if it's 4x4 and it's 10 tefachim high, it's Rishos HaYachid. But there's a Rishos HaRabim underneath it. So apparently, we're not bothered by the fact that there's a Rishos HaYachid, that there's a Rishos HaRabim underneath it, that doesn't prevent you from calling this what's up here in the air Rishos HaYachid. Now, we had a case before. You remember, we had the case of the Z's, which extended out from the building. that's considered Rishus HaYachid. This platform, which is standing out, as long as it was accessible from the house, is considered a Chayav Rishus HaYachid. Even though it's above Rishus HaRab. So this is along those lines. Now, the question is like this. We know there's a rule called that a mechitza, something which is defined as a mechitza, but things can move through it, undermines the halachas. We have these halachic virtual reality mechitzas. Virtual mechitzas don't always work. The concept of kudas and mechitza, you can define a mechitza as if it went down to the ground, but there's space for things to move underneath it. It's mevatel l'shem mechitza. So how does it work over here? So apparently we don't have to send it down to the ground, because if we would, it wouldn't work. It wouldn't be considered Rishon Zayofa. So not bothered by this concept of Bekiyas Kadim. So the Achronim get very, very grapple with this issue. Like, so what happens in the rule? As we'll move on, we'll see this concept of that the fact that it's this virtuality wall of the going down to the ground can be, have animals going in and out and underneath it, undermines its status of a mechitza. So why are we worried about that over here? That's a big question. Why are we not worried about that problem over here?
Where would the mechitza be formed by here? What would be forming the mechitza?
We're saying it's good. We're saying that this is Rishus HaYachid. It's a suspended Rishus HaYachid.
Right.
Normally, the definition till now, every single case of Rishus HaYachid. Well, till now, after we learn all of this simon, we'll find out this sefer. We're going to find out that many times that Rishus HaYachid, which has things which go underneath it, is not Rishus HaYachid. So why over here yet?
But even before that, I think he's asking where the mechitzas pechal, where the four mechitzas, yeah.
So I don't need mechitzas. I have a platform which is.
I thought it had to be a plateau. It's not a plateau. Those are the mechitzas.
Well, so that normally you say that you need mechitzas to make it distinct from the Rishus HaRab. But over here it's not on the ground.
Right.
It's suspended 50 feet in the air. So I don't care. What's beneath it is irrelevant.
Look, it's not even mechitza to say gadasik to them. There's nothing there. It's just a curving little pipe, right? It's not like I have a little mechitza and I can say gadasik.
Well, actually, the way the picture the Gemara. It was actually went like this.
Uh-huh.
It was a U. It was not a curve. Uh-huh. More like,
like a U?
Not like a U, like that.
But your hands are in the Rishus HaRab.
You're standing in Rishus HaRab, so right. Your hand is like the Rishus HaRab.
Right.
That's what we're saying. But if this thing is above 10, it's 4 by 4, it's Rishus HaRab.
The question is, why is that not a problem? Why in that case, it's sticking out and it's 4 by 4?
They were saying it is a problem.
It is a problem. Okay.
So the question is, what, because it's Rishus HaYachid, but why is Rishus HaYachid? There's Bekiyas Kadim underneath it. Right? So the Magen Rama says, the Magen Rama has the kash, the Magen Rama says, because it has a din of Karim.
Karim of what?
Once it's 4x4, it's considered an extension of the roof.
Even though it's
more than gimel from the roof. So that's like a new twist. That's a very interesting case. So you can imagine a lot of the Akronim have difficulty with that Magen Rama, but you see what they're grappling with.
Yeah. How do they sound? Where's this Gemara?
It's Gemara in Erevin over there. It's a mission, actually.
Yeah.